sky. Take away everything and make everybody feel high.
And good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland just a minute before 9 o'clock. Coming up in 1/2 hour, join us for Fight the Empire. Host Per Fogering speaks with Tom Prue of the World Watch Institute about their new book, State of the World 2014. At 10:50, actually at 10 today, it's Air Cascadia. Join us for headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. Then at 10:15, Flashpoints takes to the airwaves, today featuring a recent talk by radical economist Richard Wolff. At 11 today on Between the Covers, host Lisa Loving interviews Annabelle Gurwitch, actress, author, and activist, about her memoir, I See You Made an Effort: Compliments, Indignities, and Survival Stories from the Edge of 50. And at 11:30 on the Radio Zine, host Kathleen Stevenson speaks with Dr. James Gordon about his new book, Unstuck, Your Guide to the 7-Stage Journey Out of Depression. That's all coming up, but now I see Teresa Mitchell. She's here for Press Watch, news you're not supposed to know, next on KBOO.
I'm Don Merrill, and I've been talking to as many Oregon State judicial, legislative, and gubernatorial candidates for 2014 office as I can. And I've been talking to them all. Deep blue, progressive, liberal, democratic, centrist, independent, Republican, conservative, libertarian, deep red. Many of these candidates get ignored by the mainstream media, but they're not ignored here. Hear these interviews on my podcast at www.kboo.fm/betweenus. Listen to the people who want to lead you in 2014. Oregon State judicial, legislative, and gubernatorial candidate interviews at my podcast, www.kboo.fm/betweenus.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland, also known as Freedio. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. And I got some of that news here. And the first news that you're not supposed to hear is that I can't find my script. yes, I can. Yes, I can find my script, and it says, if there were really truth in advertising, I think that the USA would have to be called the United States of Kissing Rich Butt. In that case, we could call the military the United States Kissing Rich Butt Marines, the United States Air Force for Kissing Rich Butt, the United States of Kissing Rich Butt Army, etc. The Federal Bureau of Kissing Rich Butt Investigations would make a lot more sense. The Central Kissing Rich Butt Intelligence Agency would take its label along with the National Kissing Rich Butt Security Agency, and so forth. But I just wanted to start off with a little attitude. I have some news items that I want to pass along to you. 9 wildfires are burning near San Diego. Various media reports that the fires are so hot that the buildings are exploding and fire tornadoes have been seen. And of course, that's not all over the fires, but from here to there, these things are happening. IB Times from the UK reports the poinsettia wildfire spreading across Southern California has prompted the evacuation of the San Onofre nuclear plant. Southern California Edison says that a dozen employees were evacuated as the fire edged closer to the plant. And the plant is located on the Orange-San Diego County line north of Camp Pendleton. A statement on the plant's website said the evacuation was a precaution, with 13 non-essential employees moved away from the site, and the rest just burning up, I guess. I don't know. Quoting Tom Palmisano of Southern California Edison, vice president and chief nuclear officer, said personnel were dousing vegetation surrounding the site with water as a preventative measure. Now, speaking for myself, San Onofre is shut down for good reason. But like all U.S. nuclear power plants, it has nuclear material stored on site. This includes nuclear material that is in spent fuel pools and material that is in dry casks. They have 50 dry casks, as I recall, lined up all together. And the fires are burning. And they are, as they say, dousing the vegetation. Feel safe? Me either. That cigarette you're smoking may have tobacco picked in U.S. by children. Human Rights Watch is quoted in WSWS.org saying that children with a median age of 13 are used extensively in U.S. tobacco farms. They may work as long as 12 hours per day and get less than minimum wage while suffering poisoning from nicotine and sprayed pesticides. Sometimes they lose their fingers to farm equipment. Meanwhile, R.J. Reynolds pulls in more than $2 billion per year in profits for their corporate owners, KKR, and of course, Philip Morris pulls in a similar amount from those kiddos. Just when you thought tobacco couldn't get worse. Now, it occurs to me that there was something else I wanted to say about the situation in Southern California with the fire approaching the dry casks in the fuel pools at San Onofre nuclear plant, and that would be that there is plutonium and strontium in that area as well. And I would be very surprised if that vegetation can burn and not release radiation. Because they don't like to admit it, but every nuclear power plant constantly emits radiation. David Biello reports in Scientific American, it looks like tropical cyclones, hurricanes, may be moving into areas not currently considered tropical when the storms reach maximum strength. That's according to a study in the journal Nature. And researchers looked at the global record of tropical cyclones since the 1970s, that's when such storms started to be reliably monitored by satellites. Using that data, researchers pinpointed the place on the globe where each storm reached its maximum intensity. The record reveals that peak cyclone location has been shifting towards both poles at a rate of about 35 miles per decade, roughly one half of a degree of latitude. Of course, tropical zones themselves are expanding, and the researchers suggest the cyclone shift may be linked to that growth, which is connected to more heat-trapping greenhouse gases in the atmosphere as a result of human activity, all of which means that new regions will be at risk for stronger storms as tropical cyclones spread to higher latitudes. And departing from that, of course, I'm sure you're thinking of Hurricane Sandy. Well, speaking of hurricanes, I believe that the menace from London is here, and he is joining me from Pledge Central. And hello, Will. And is Lynn there too?
Yes, Lynn is right here with us.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're very honored to be here today.
As usual.
Yep. Well, yep, indeedy. And we are asking you, the lovely KBOO listeners, to pick up your phones and dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And you'll be showing your support for this phenomenal show. And I know how hard Teresa works on this show. I mean, up all night, literally working on this show, right up to the last minute. And where else are you going to get this information from? I certainly know I haven't been hearing about the global warming situation recently. It's like the media picks up an item, publicizes it and then drops it, forgets about it like it's over. The same thing with Fukushima. But if you dial 877-500-5266, you'll be saying thank you to Teresa for keeping us informed as to these ongoing stories. It's so important. And KBOO is doing that for you. I know you appreciate it. It's a lovely day out there. And it's time to celebrate the day and time to celebrate all the fantastic information you get through KBOO. So please call us at 877-500-5266. Plus, you can find us online at kboo.fm, and that's our website, and it's very easy to donate that way. You can do a one-time donation if you feel like it, or if you want to become a sustaining member, that would also be terrific.
Which you can now do on credit and debit cards. And this is your last chance for this membership drive to support Teresa Mitchell. Do not let this chance pass you by. You'll regret it later, I'm telling you.
I can tell.
Absolutely.
You don't want to get into regret.
All right. If they don't, if some of your fans, an enormous amount of fans, we see them on the street, they come up and talk to you, and now is the time to support Teresa Mitchell and Press Watch and KBOO, this amazing institution.
That is so true. I've met many people. People have come in through the front door because I'm also a receptionist here, or even just people on the street when I mention that I volunteer at KBOO. There's so many people say, oh, I love Teresa's show. Teresa Mitchell's show is so good, Press Watch. And it is. It's phenomenal. It's one I always go out of my way to make sure I listen to when I'm not actually here. And,
so, and I've tapped them all out. I've sponged them all
no,
dry.
You haven't. There's
no,
more.
There's
no,
people
no, no,
out
Teresa.
There.
No, 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 no,
there
are more.
There's people out there.
It's
you're
time
out
to pony
there
up, people. Put
you.
Your money where your mouth.
We
put your
need
money
you
where
to.
Your ears are. Put your money where
there's
your ears are. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO.
That's right.
Do we have that? Of course we do have the fabulous flash drive available, do we not?
Oh,
we
yeah.
So do. We so
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah,
we
that
so
library and a little thumb thingy size.
Yes,
what's
yes.
His name?
Everything from Pete Seeger to W.E.B. Du Bois. That is a terrific way to listen to great KBOO programming. I would also like to suggest to you, if you are sick of paying to debt collectors, that you call up. I would like to ask you to call 877-500-5266. Spend a few minutes on the phone, actually just two or three, and pledge to join. And I would like for you to stop paying bottom feeding debt collectors and instead get a copy of StrikeDebt.org's Debt Resistors Operations Manual. We have that available. The operations manual is written by an anonymous collective of resistors, defaulters, and allies from Strike Debt and Occupy Wall Street, and it's for all those being crushed under the weight of debt. Now, this means you. And as I've mentioned several times, when you're paying a collector who's trying to get the full amount of a credit card that you're now unable to pay for various reasons, usually medical, that's you, isn't it? You are paying someone who has bought that debt for pennies on the dollar, literally, and I mean just two or three pennies on the dollar. They've bought that debt in a huge amount, and they have they're trying to get the full amount plus by using the weight of the courts against you. Well, there are ways to beat them, and I want to tell you that I have personally beat Bank of America using techniques that are outlined in this manual. I didn't have the manual. I know these techniques for different reasons, but beaten Bank of America out of 80,000. I've beaten Equitable Assent. Maybe you've heard of that bottom feeding debt collector. You can look that up. Equitable Assent versus Teresa Mitchell. They had to back out because I know how to beat them, and you will too. If you will call KBOO at 877-500-5266. Now, wouldn't you rather spend $5 or $10 a month supporting KBOO than spending whatever it is that you are paying for your expired credit card and paying these bottom-feeding debt collectors for money that was created by your debt in the first place? That's a whole nother discussion. Anyway, the number to call, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. The time to call is now. The person to call is obviously you, because you know that you need to look out for your community radio station and you need to look out for yourself. Why not do both? Get a copy of the Debt Resistors Operations Manual, 877-500-5266. Now, I was talking about hurricanes coming further north. There's more information on global climate change this week, or I'll call it global warming, since we're getting closer to the northern hemisphere summer, and now it's okay to say that. It's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, actually, the polar vortex, which brought so much cold weather was a result of global warming. And if you can't wrap your head around that, well, go back to science class. It's not really all that difficult. It's thermodynamics. Energy turns into motion under the right circumstances. And that seems to irritate the hell out of the Tea Party types, and I just don't know what to say about it. You know, you just got to do the work. Otherwise, you're just going to continually sound silly. This week, two landmark studies revealed that West Antarctica's ice sheet is in a state of seemingly inevitable collapse linked to climate change. Slow motion collapse would by itself lead to a rise in global levels of 3.5 to 4.5 meters. That's 12 to 15 feet, overrunning many of the world's islands, low-lying areas, and coastal cities. That would include New York, Miami. Returning to the text, there's been a lot of speculation about the stability of marine ice sheets, and many scientists suspected this kind of behavior is underway. This is from mongabay.com, and they're quoting Ian Joffin, a glaciologist with the University of Wisconsin, who co-authored a study in Science focusing on a key glacier in the region, Thwaites Glacier. And the team found that Thwaites Glacier is in a state of rapid retreat, which likely cannot be halted. By itself, the Thwaites Glacier would raise global sea levels by almost 2 feet. However, that glacier is also the stopgap to the much larger West Antarctica ice sheet. And speaking for myself, it's been called the cork, and the cork is coming loose. Returning to the text, once the Thwaites Glacier is gone, nothing will prevent the full ice sheet from melting, according to researchers, adding another 10 to 13 feet of sea level across the globe. Moreover, these estimates only account for Western Antarctica and not other ice losses across the continent or in Greenland. Joffin and his team used airborne lasers to better map the topography of the ground beneath Thwaites Glacier, giving them the most accurate view yet of how melting will occur. But Joffin told Climate Progress that their findings were conservative and do not include all the feedbacks. While they note that the likeliest timeline, given current information, is 200 to 500 years, the team also didn't run a worst-case scenario, meaning the ice loss would occur even faster. And you can find more on that at mongabay.com, and of course, just by using a search engine on the Antarctic melt. And what I've been saying for many years now on this program is that if you take all the information together, then you come up with a much uglier picture. And so let's take some of that information together. Let's look at Deutsche Welle and talk about the Greenland ice cap. Greenland is losing ice from part of its territory at an accelerating rate, suggesting that the edges of the entire ice cap on Greenland may be unstable. And the writer says, this caught my attention not just because of anything relating to Greenland tends to do that, but because the development could have major significance for the future world climate and sea level, because it doesn't seem to have made its way into the mainstream media at a time when sensitivity to the issue should have been high after the IPCC report. The Greenland ice sheet is the largest terrestrial ice mass in the northern hemisphere. Now, departing from that text, I'm reminding you, I was just talking about the ice sliding off of Antarctica. Now we're going north and looking at Greenland, where the ice is, well, sliding off. Radford draws attention, they write, to a study in Nature Climate Change by Shafat Khan from the Technical University of Denmark and his colleagues, which indicate that the ice sheet could be melting faster than previously thought. Faster than previously thought. That's the phrase that I keep finding. And this is why I keep raising the alarm on this program. The whole thing, the whole climate disaster, is moving faster than previously thought. Returning to the text, this would mean Greenland's contribution to sea level rise has been underestimated once again, and oceanographers may need to think again about their projections. The scientists used more than 30 years of surface elevation measurements of the entire ice sheet to discover that the overall loss is accelerating. Previous studies had identified melting of glaciers in the islands southeast and northwest, but the assumption had been that the ice sheet to the northeast was stable. Radford writes, it was stable at least until about 2003. Then, higher air temperatures set up a process of so-called dynamic thinning. Ice sheets melt every Arctic summer under the impact of extended sunshine, but the slush on the glaciers tends to freeze again with the return of the cold and dark. And since under historic conditions, glaciers move at the proverbial glacial pace, loss of ice is normally very slow, but with global warming, Greenland's southerly glaciers have been in retreat. And one of them, Jakobshavn, is now flowing four times faster than it did in 1997. Number call 877-500-5266. I think I don't need to tell you how essential it is to have incisive, dissenting, gestalting analysis. This is what I try to offer on Press Watch, and I try to offer my quarter century of work on this sort of analysis. I have, of course, the information that, that I've gathered for all these years, conditions what I choose to report, and conditions my attitude. And so I come here offering an anarcho-socialist attitude, and the attitude that people will do the right thing when they have the, I have to condition it. I used to say when they have the right information, and I've discovered that's not true. People do the right thing when they have the right information, and they have the social permission to do so. And that's a tricky thing. And that's, but that is also something that KBOO can address. As people work harder to find those alternate sources, as people realize that what they're getting on the corporate owned news media is, well, pablum, then KBOO will grow. And at this point, KBOO is growing through the internet as well. So we are a multimedia source as well as terrestrial broadcasting. And one of the great things about KBOO and the web is that KBOO represents, ironically, a technology that cannot be traced by the NSA. If you do it right, and you're listening to the radio, and you should check this, but if you don't have a microphone on on your computer, then nobody knows what you're listening to. I guess the obverse of that is that anyone who wants to know certainly does know what you look like and what you're listening and what sounds are being made around you if you leave the mic and the camera on your computer. You shouldn't do that. Time is 9:20. You're listening to KBOO Portland, and now we're joined by Will and Lynn, who will tell you
how to
join up. And so
Good
we
morning.
Got some calls in. What's our goal this morning?
I was just going to talk about that. Our goal is $250. It is a modest goal.
Achievable.
Thousand.
All right, a thousand. Well, then we got to get moving, people.
I know there's $1,000 worth of fans out there.
Absolutely.
I know there is.
Absolutely.
I actually know there's $1 million worth of fans out there. But we just need you lovely folks out there to pick up
call.
The phone.
To call.
And what's that number?
877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KABU.
Wait, did I hear 877-500-5266?
You did
that
indeed.
The number?
I think it is. 877-500-5266. And you know, one of the things we have in the flash drive that we're offering this morning for a mere $75 contribution, which can be broken up into 12 monthly payments as well, you get open source software internet security toolkit, including a Tor browser, which provides a way to browse anonymously. KeePass, a free and open source password manager available for Windows and unofficial ports for iOS, Android, Linux, and Mac. TrueCrypt cloud storage, which lets you effortlessly encrypt entire folders. Come on, people.
I should get that.
I know. We should all get that. 877.
I think Edward Snowden would like that. I think this is very, very important.
He probably engineered some of that. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-26. A $250 goal. We can make that for Teresa.
We know we can.
Absolutely.
You just need to pick up that phone, you lovely people out there, and dial 877-500-5266. We've already had some calls already during Teresa's show, and we want to thank you very much if you've called already. It's what you're doing is so important. You're keeping cable on the air, you're keeping our bills paid, and you're keeping these amazing shows like Teresa's and the upcoming Per Fargering show on the air, and that is a terrific thing. I'm obviously not from this country. I'm from Britain. I grew up with the BBC, and you have to buy a BBC license in order to listen to radio or watch TV. It's very strange and hard to explain to Americans, but you get KABU basically free. We need you to support it, not you buying a license. It's not mandatory. It's out of your generosity and you appreciating how much you value KABU.
Well, and so, Lynn, I'm sorry to
quite right.
jump in there. The time is running out on the clock. We've got 6 minutes or less left in this program. This is the last time around for this pledge drive, so I would like you and Lynn to stay with me as I go through the last part of the news that I'm trying to pass along here on Press Watch.
Certainly.
That would be an honor.
And would like you to just throw in whatever comments you feel are appropriate.
I feel like I should stand.
And I'm hoping that phone, I'm hoping that phone will ring 877-500-52. 66.
Yeah, as Lynn said, 877-500-KABU.
Or KBOO.FM, however you choose to do it.
All right. And I was just talking about the ice moving off of Antarctica and off of Greenland, and both articles are saying this is happening faster than we anticipated.
Does that not make the sea levels rise with fresh water, which is really problematic?
It does. I mean, the Greenland motion. Well, probably both of them are interrupting thermal haline circulation, but unfortunately, oceanography is still so new, we don't know the full track of thermal haline circulation in the Pacific, for example, or nor from the southern continent. So whatever's happening there is happening, but we do know that thermal haline circulation, the great bigger than the Amazon underwater river that keeps Europe warmer and keeps the tropics cooler, is suffering from this situation. And as I was just saying, so now the information just this week is Antarctica's melting, Greenland's melting. And this past week, this is from natureworldnews.com, San Francisco Bay Area has declared three consecutive spare the air alerts, showing that even with a harsh winter just behind us, things are already heating up for the west coast of the United States in the wake of a prolonged stretch of high temperatures and low winds.
Aren't they having fires too?
They are having fires. Tornadoes.
Fire tornadoes.
You should pull up a search engine and look at this. It's really, it's terrifying. I'm glad I'm not there. Of course, we are having some warm weather today in Portland, but I was talking about the Bay Area. They've both declared spare the air alerts for the regions, warning people to go outside. The air may be unhealthy for sensitive groups. That's all of you who have asthma as a result of pollution. The spare the air quality alert was initially established by the Bay Area Air Quality Management District in 91. And that's going on. And there is also information that I probably won't get time to talk about the condition of the dollar.
An example of how great your show is that you don't have enough time to fit in all the news and the information you've got. And I want to hear it all, so I'm going to
shush. And part of the condition of the dollar, though, is if folks call 877-500-5266 and contribute those dollars, they go a lot farther here at KBOO than they do in other places.
Well,
that's true. And right now, speaking of dollars, around the world, and including in Seattle, and I have a little bit of information from KOMO in Seattle, people are fighting for a $15 minimum wage. And I am so much in support of this because, I mean, it's just absolutely obscene that you can work all day, all
still
week.
Still barely enough to live on $15 an hour.
Yeah. And what is being paid now, $7.25 or $10, is not enough to live on. And people are just dropping lower and lower in terms of their condition. KOMONews.com reports that local fast food workers are rallying today in Seattle for a $15 minimum wage, joining workers in 150 other cities across the counties. The workers gathered earlier in Seattle's Cal Anderson Park, say they are planning to picket fast food restaurants around the city. And protesters struck Wednesday night at McDonald's on Seattle's First Hill. McDonald's issued a statement in response to the protest saying, quote, "McDonald's and our owner-operators are committed to providing our respective employees with opportunities to watch us suck every drop of blood out of our employees." No, that's not what they say.
Is that what
opportunities
they say?
To succeed, that's what they say.
The Yes Men, I believe, said
and
that.
We have a long proven history of providing advancement opportunities for those who want it. Yeah, they actually said that, and you can actually find them.
And the U.S. government, I believe, gives money to the fast food industry because they provide this training for well, that just stuns me. That
and first, though, first I want to thank George and Bull.
They train people for nothing.
Wait, I want to thank George and Bull, who renewed from Wilsonville.
Thank you
very
much.
Seconds left on the clock. We need to
seconds
raise several
left.
Hundred
it's
dollars.
It's time, and people.
Thank you very much, George and Bull. I would like to have three more people call right this very moment. We have people waiting by the phone. The number to call is 877-500-5266. I was talking about that strike debt manual, which will give you the techniques for getting rid of the parasites that are following you because you were unable to pay your credit card. And I would remind you, in addition to all that I said about how this money was generated, it was generated by the debt, and how the debt is picked up for pennies on the dollar, is also true that the maldistribution of wealth in this country has gotten out of hand, and you need to do something about it personally, and you need to look after yourself.
And you need
to support KBOO.
Distribute some wealth to us.
All those things go together. Looking after yourself and looking after KBOO. 877-500-5266.
And
making
you call
your
right now.
Count.
Okay, we need a last second 3-point
conversion, what is
conversion,
that? I
yes.
don't know what that
I
is.
I love
right
it the way
cable
people stumble through sports analogies. Yeah,
never mind the sports analogy,
the
just call
ringing.
Us.
Yeah, whatever you're doing is working, Teresa.
Okay.
So it works.
Thanks, and stay tuned for Perry. He's right outside the door. We'll be right back.
To celebrate our spring membership drive, KBOO is proud to partner with Hopworks Urban Brewery to introduce the British Invasion IPA. Hopworks, an eco-brew pub offering sustainable organic beers, will have the British Invasion IPA on tap during our spring membership drive at both hub locations, 2944 Southeast Powell and 3947 North Williams in Portland. You can learn more about what the Hopworks British Invasion IPA means for KBOO at kboo.fm/IPA.
Well, good morning. This is Fight the Empire. My name is Per Fograng. Before we get on with the show, I have a brief announcement. As many of you know, Mike Rupert sadly left this world recently. He was a friend of KBOO. His last appearance in Portland was a benefit for KBOO at the Unitarian Church, and a lot of people turned out for that. Well, there will be a kind of a memorial gathering, public memorial for Mike, this Saturday, May 17th at 5 p.m. And it's at the Unitarian Church at the Elliott Chapel. So way of saying goodbye to Mike Rupert. He had a troubled life, but he accomplished an awful lot. And so...